We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, there's another interesting outside free agent that is being talked about. Stephen Holder actually had tweeted this just this afternoon, saying among the outside free agents the Colts have had talks with, that is Vikings defensive end Daniel Hunter, a four-time Pro Bowl selection with 87.5 career sacks. Too early to predict where he winds up as of this moment, but with Minnesota signing multiple edge rushers, he looks to be headed elsewhere. Now, guys, I mean, again, we've been talking about Legarius Sneed. We've been talking about a bunch of other people, and Daniel Hunter is definitely a guy that is probably the best edge rush guy left on the market at this point in time. This would definitely be a very interesting pit here. Now, to give a little background on Daniel Hunter, he's going to be 30 years old this year. So definitely a seasoned vet in this department, but he is definitely a guy that can hold his own. Four of the last five seasons that he has played in Minnesota, he has had double-digit sack seasons. And not only double-digit sack seasons, but in 2018 and 19, he finished with 14.5 sacks each. And in 2023, this last year, finished with 16.5 sacks and 4 forced fumbles. So he was a force to be reckoned with last year. Even with the fact that he's aging, he has definitely been a extremely good player for Minnesota. And he could definitely be a very good, and he'd definitely be better than any edge rusher that Indianapolis has on their roster currently if he were to be added. Now, I will say I'm a little indifferent about Daniel Hunter being brought here because
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Like I mentioned before, the age is one thing, especially for guys that on the edge department. But the one great thing you do have to go off of that is, again, he has been a four-time All-Pro. Four of the last five seasons that he's been out there, he's pretty much been an all-pro guy. He has been really, really good. So you don't have to worry about the production. This is a guy that can be productive. And even over the last few years, with his age creeping up, he has still been extremely productive. So even with the age, you know, you wouldn't have to have him for an extremely long deal, but he is a guy that definitely can show some great promise already. You know what he's capable of. My only issue is if you were to give him a really big contract, which is one of the, he'd probably, his market value is around 20 million, guys. And the only reason he's so low in comparison to like some of the other edge guys out there is mainly due to the fact that he's 30 years old, or is going to be 30 years old. So you're going to get him still, though, for a pretty high number. If you were to get Daniel Hunter, that's one of the last few big names that you're going to be brought in. So, you know, if Indy isn't able to land L'Jarius Sneed, or if they're not able to bring in one of the big name free agents that's going to cost them a lot of money, Daniel Hunter would be that guy that you'd bring in for a lot more. He would be the big name free agent that you would be bringing in. And you would still be able to have room to be able to make a few more moves, but that would be the one. So it's definitely a very interesting one, but nevertheless, guys, they're talking about it. The Colts have had some talks with Daniel Hunter here. We'll have to continue to see if that is a name that they would bring in, but we'll keep you guys updated. What do you guys think? Would you want to bring in Daniel Hunter to this roster on defense? Let me know your guys' thoughts. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.